Bikurim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Elu mevi'in v'loy karen. So these are the people that bring the Bikurim, but don't say the parsha of Bikurim. Hager mevi v'eino karen. So a ger brings Bikurim, like any other Jew, v'eino karen, but he does not say the parsha of Bikurim. Why not? The Mishnah tells us, she'enu yochel loymer asher nishba Hashem lavoyseinu l'aseis lonu. Because he cannot say that Hashem swore to our fathers to give us. Why is that? So the Rav says, because his father was not a Yisrael. And the Rav also actually says, V'agerim lo notnu chelek ba'aretz, and the Gelim did not have a chelek in the land. So that's actually a different reason. But the Mishnah first chaps on to the fact that he can't say our fathers. So the Rav brings the Rambam that says that the halacha is not like this Mishnah, but rather a ger, not only would he bring the Bikurim, but he actually would say the parsha of Bikurim. Why is that? Because he could say Lavoyseinu. Who's Avoyseinu? That's Avram Avinu. Avram is called the Av of all the Gerim. Ki Av Hamon Goyim Nesaticha. And the drasha is that in the past he was just called an Av to Aram. But now he's an Av L'Kola Olam. The problem is here, he shouldn't say it for a different reason, even according to the Rambam, because he doesn't have a chelek in the Eretz, just like the Rav actually brought. And we're going to get back to this soon. Mishnah continues, Vim Haisa Imo Miyisrael, but if this Ger's mother was a Yisrael, maybe Vikari. So he brings Bikurim and he also says the Parsha Bikurim. So how could that be? If his mother's a Yisrael, right, he's not a Ger, because he's a Jew. I think what it means is that his mother, her father was a Yisrael. So his grandfather from his mother's side was Yisrael, even though his mother's not really a Yid. But her father is Yisrael. So Legabi saying that Lavoyseinu Lases Lanu, so now he can say Avoyseinu, because even if just his mother's father was a Jew, therefore he can say Avoyseinu. Also, obviously, if the Ger's father was a Jew, he can also say Avoyseinu. But it just means that even if just his mother's father had a tzad was a Yisrael, then he can say it, maybe Vikare. So the only one that can't say it, according to the Mishnah, even though the Rambam and the Rav are Chaylik, according to the Mishnah, the only one that can't say is a person that's both parents were Gerim, and none of their parents were Yisraelim. Now, Tosis asks, and we just touched upon this, that even if the mother's father was a Jew, why should he be allowed to say the Parsha? Because he doesn't have a Chelek in the Eretz. So he should be Pater from that Tzad. Not the Tzad that he can't say Lav Yisenu, he should be Pater from the Tzad that he doesn't have a Chelek, just like we say by Vidri Meiser we had in the previous Mishnais. So the Mishnah Melech asked this. He has it on the Rambam, and he brings a Maram Chaviv that says a Chiddush, that in this, where it says in the Pasuk, Asher Nishba Hashem L'Avoseinu Los Seis Lanu, that's on the future. So Gerim in the future are going to have a Chelik in Eretz Yisrael. That's why over here by Bikurim, a Ger can say it. Masha Einkein, by Vidui Meiser, it says Asher Nosata Lanu, that's in the past. The Mishnah Shana asks, even in this Parsha, it seems to imply the past too, Ayin Sham. Mishnah continues, Ukshu Mispal Beino Levein Atzmo, and when he davens by himself, Oimer Elokei Avos Yisrael. So he doesn't say Elokei Avoseinu in Shmoneh Esrei, he would say Elokei Avos Yisrael. Ukshu Bebeis HaKnesses, when he's in shul, I guess davening for the tzibur. Oimer Elokei Avoseichem, the God of your fathers. Vim Haisa Ima Yisrael, if his mother was a Yisrael, L'chari means again, her father was Yisrael, Oimer Elokei Avoseinu. Then he could say, like everybody else, Avoseinu, our father. And again, according to the way we're bringing with the Rambam, like the Rav says here too, this also wouldn't apply, that a Ger would also say Elokeinu Elokei Avoseinu, both when he's in the silent Shmoneh Esrei, and also if he's davening for the Tzibur.